You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
It's time for the music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again. It's IRC FM.
Good day, Bruce. Welcome to IRC FM.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. This is Cami Chaos from Strange Love Live, and my husband is a peanut.
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover!
I'm Dr. Normal, and I'm a peanut. Welcome to IRC FM, and here's your host, the man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson, Johnson. Paul. Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 50 of IRC FM. Coming down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week, consecutively for 50 weeks. Wow, who would have thought that I'd make it to episode 50? There's many people who I should thank for being supporters of IRC FM, providing feedback, providing music, providing moral support. And I'll talk about some of those people throughout the episode. This particular episode, we're going to feature some of the many, many songs and artists that we have featured here on IRC FM over the last 50 weeks. Having a look, there are over 300 artists that I can find websites for that I have played. In fact, the grand total as of right now is 335 separate artists that I have played that I can find websites for. And in 50 weeks, that's a massive amount, especially when you consider that each show goes for usually an hour. In that time, since starting this podcast in January 2009, I haven't missed a week, and that includes me travelling to the United States and coming back. I've had some interviews, which I hope to expand my interviewing in 2010. But of course, we're all here for the music. We're not here to listen to me dribble on about things.
Time for the music. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome once again. It's IRC FM.
Shauna, you're pretty good at commenting on IRC FM. How are you finding the music?
Well, I haven't heard any music this episode.
Freebird!
Shut up! I'm trying to do a voiceover.
Good day, Bruce. Welcome to IRC FM.
And my husband is a peanut.
Hey, listen, I tune into IRC FM for less talk, more rock. Let's get on with it.
Ooh!
The man with the largest Johnson in Australia.
Johnson, Johnson.
IRC.
Where's the chicken?
We're on fire! We're on fire!
Looking for more IRC? Go to channelirc.com.
But I think on this particular special occasion, it's very important to tell you some little bits about the history of IRC FM, especially for those of you who have not been here since day one. Who knows? There might even be some little factoid of information that someone who has been listening from day one hasn't known, and hopefully that will be the case too. In 2008, I was doing a talk podcast called IRC Pod, and I continue to do that today. IRC Pod is a part of Channel IRC, as is IRC FM, and IRC Pod comes out on Wednesdays. Now, in 2008, I was doing what we were calling the IRC Pod Roundtables at the end of each month, and they were a multi-panel discussion show that usually went on for several hours. And I was using music to break things up, and it was also a good emergency backup just in case things went wrong, or I needed to go to the toilet, introduce a new guest, or whatever. And so I thought, okay, I've got all this great pod safe and independent music that people should be hearing, and I'm wasting it just playing it here and there on IRC Pod. So I thought, okay, I can start a new podcast and I'll call it IRC FM. Why call it IRC FM, I hear you ask?
Why do you call it IRC FM, IRC?
Simple. My nickname's IRC and has been for many years, as some of you will know. But also, I have done community radio in the past. Think local public radio Americans. And it was then that I thought, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have a show called IRC FM? And now I have a show called IRC FM, but it's not on radio, it's on a podcast, and it's all good. Also, people associate music with FM radio, and so hopefully by people listening to IRC FM, they associate music with me, and that's all good. When I started, I didn't know a lot about music podcasting. I thought, oh yeah, right, I can do this. And I picked up some valuable tips and suggestions and support from two English podcasters who also turned into be a great source of Australian music, which is quite ironic. Colin from the Ouroboros podcast and Rolly from the Dark Compass and the Dark Compass Metal Show. Thank you guys for all of your support over the time when I've needed it. And it's really good to be able to listen to your shows. And
this podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The association is a member of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great PodSafe music each week. AMP has members from the US and Canada, through the UK, Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genres. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce AMPED, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts, such as the Dark Compass podcast from the UK, which you can subscribe to all for free. So head on over to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today.
Greetings, IRC, or should I say g'day? It's Colin here from the Ouroboros podcast. And on the occasion of your 50th episode, I have only one thing to say. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to provide your biggest earworm for the Irk FM show. Do-si-do is truly a great track, but it seems to have rather taken over your life. You seem to play at every possible opportunity, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but there is other music out there, and there is more music to discover for your next 50 episodes. It's impressive that you've made it this far, because so many podcasts and so many music podcasts just podfade so quickly, and to have the application to actually make it to 50 episodes is quite something. So here's to the next 50, but you're still going to have to work hard to catch up with me. I mean, my next show is going to be 125, so yeah, my third anniversary just about to show up, and I suspect I know which track you'll be submitting to my third anniversary show. So congratulations, keep up the good work, and see you later, my brother across the other side of the world.
You're not right, but I don't mind. See, I'm just a call away for you to test me. Rip open my chest, baby, and break my heart in two. 'Cause I'm yours and that's a fact. You scratch open the skin on my back, and I've got your name tattoo. Come tell me everything you know, and then I'll rip off all your clothes and lick your flesh and bones. I wanna watch you dance a little do-si-do. Just hurry up before your time jam blows. Stand right here and you can rip my heart out slow. Tell me the truth, I never get my way. See, I do any little thing you say.
Nah.
I listen to a lot more music podcasts than I originally did. And so I'll hear music on other people's podcasts. I'll suggest songs for other people. And I'll help anyone out where I can. I've also joined the Association of Music Podcasting, and all of the members there have been a great support. And it's also great to know that I know people in various places that I never even knew existed before. And somehow I talk about half-naked males all the time now for some reason. I don't know. I'll just blame Kimmy the Metal Chick, who's been another great supporter of this show. Kimmy from Kimmy and the Rock Deli and Kimmy and the Metal Deli as well.
Hey, this is Kimmy from the Metal Deli and the Rock Deli podcasts, which you can check out at themetaldeli.com and therockdeli.com. I'm calling to wish Irk FM congratulations on 50 episodes. Dude, you totally rock.
Also, we can't forget Shauno and Jen from Hypernonsense / Shaunogram / Inside My Head / Phantom Power Media. Thank you guys for all of your support and assistance and feedback. It's been great. And the person that I'd like to thank the most is my mum, Judy. She is, of course, the host of Blast from the Past. And as a result of listening to and taking part in this show, she also does her own music show now called Judy's Blast FM. And I'm rather pleased with how that particular show is going. And I'm pleased that she decided to listen to this show. She listens every week. Yes, she even listens to the harder metal stuff and the harder rock stuff. And if she doesn't like a song, she'll tell me. If she doesn't like how I crap on for too long, she'll tell me. So she's probably listening to this next to me now, about to slap me in the back of the head, who knows. Maybe, maybe not, but she's been a great support, very accommodating, and a great support and a great mate as well in doing these shows. And she's enjoying it as much as I am, if not more.
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm from Judy's Blast FM, Blast from the Past, and the Channel Oak family. And I would like to wish personally a very happy 50th show to Irk. He's come a long way since he first started recording a few years ago, and it's great to hear that he's hit the grand total of 50 for his Irk's FM. Keep it up, you're doing great, very entertaining, and many more to come. Congratulations, Irk. Catch you later. And I'm coming up behind you, so look out.
So let's get on with some music, because as I remember Shauno saying on my birthday special that we had a bit earlier, he doesn't listen to Irk FM for the talk, he listens for the music. I thought that I would go and pick some of the songs out from various episodes in 2009 from shows 1 through to 50. My initial thought was to pick a song per episode, and then after my mum Judy and I had a talk about it, she said, do you realise how much that will be and how long that will be? Yeah, I do, but I thought it'd be great to get one song from each episode. But I haven't. I have compromised, and I've selected a great playlist of songs. Speaking of, I should thank my music partners. My major music source has been Rob from Juice Management and Promotion, who I interviewed recently. G'day, Rob. A great supplier of music, and also he quality checks everything so I don't have to. Thank you, mate. Also, thank you to Ariel and the team from Ariel Publicity / Cyber PR. Thank you, guys. Unfortunately, I missed Ariel and the team when I was in New York, and also when she was here recently. But they've got some great music on their books as well. Also, our other music partners, the PodSafe Music Network / Mevio's Music Alley, whatever you want to call it this week, Music Submit, and IATA PromoNet as well. So let's get on, and I thought that it would be very, very appropriate to play the first song that I ever played on IRC FM. It comes from the very first episode, which I decided to base on podcaster themes. The theme songs of podcasts that you might hear for 10 or 20 seconds at a time, but not hear the whole song. So on that particular episode, and also on episode 15, I have featured these songs in full. This song is by Samantha Murphy. It's called I Wanna Go Home, and it is the theme song for the Mitigation Journal podcast by Rick Rosati. And that particular podcast is a very good one if you are involved in public safety or emergency management, or if you just want to be more prepared for natural and man-made disasters. And there'll be a link to all of the artists on the website at irkfm.com. So without any further ado, here's Samantha Murphy with I Wanna Go Home. Welcome back to IRC FM, and that was indeed
Samantha Murphy with I Wanna Go Home. But don't go home yet, boys and girls, because there is a lot of music to come down the pipe and into your ears today. Now, it's a rather hot day as I record this, but it doesn't necessarily mean that the music is any hotter. The music today is sizzling.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Irk FM. We went from Samantha Murphy wanting to go home to a song called Complicated. And this particular song, Complicated, came from episode 5, which I called Rock for the Win. And it's by a band called Citizens of Contrary Knowledge. And Jen's probably there in San Luis Obispo laughing her head off at the title of that band. Just spell it out and I think you'll get the idea.
Hi, Eric. It's Sean.
And Jen.
And we just want to call and wish you a happy 50th episode of Irk FM.
50 is such a big podcasting landmark to hit, and it's so cool that your little music show that probably started out for fun is now 50 episodes old. Very cool.
And we know that you record these episodes in advance, so you probably recorded episode 50 like 6 months ago.
I don't know about that far, but every time I send something out, I've just missed when you record the show, Eric, for whatever I send it to. So I'm guessing we're late on this. I don't know. What do you think, Shauna?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, happy 50th, Irk FM.
So nice job, Irk, and keep up with all the podcasting. You know that we're listening. So well done with 50 on this one and the 5 bazillion other episodes on your other podcasts. And we'll call you again together now when you get to episode 500. So that's your next goal.
Yay!
So we need to go before this voicemail cuts off, so congratulations. And
happy 50th episode, and Irk FM rocks the house.
And where's the chicken?
Bye.
Bye.
So we'll move from San Luis Obispo now to this song from episode 10, which was one of my very few Australian specials. And I'm hoping to feature more Australian artists in 2010. If you are an Australian artist and you are listening to this or you know one, get them to get in contact with me, irkpod@gmail.com. This song basically describes Irk FM down to a T and also Channel Irk. It's called Everything Is Good by Second Dan.
Pure ecstasy, the inducement. foot on the gas. She's going way too fast. People say her and that car ain't gonna last. Well, this new car, hers has got a full speed on the floor, and it takes her where she wants to go, and maybe a little more. Well, this has gone too far. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Judy's got a stick shift. Well, I gotta wanna just wear it in and that car she sits. Judy's got a stick shift. Well, I got on a just wearing the other neck, she said. She's got a stick shift. 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 Judy's got a stick shift, ooh. Judy's got a stick shift, ooh. Yes, indeed. As you heard there, that song was called Judy's Got a Stick Shift by the Hot Rods. And this particular song is the theme for Blast from the Past, which is my family slash social slash back in my day slash housekeeping podcast that my mum Judy and I do together. And we were looking for a theme tune for Blast from the Past. You know, the whole back in my day thing. We were looking for a song to capture that moment. But also, at that time, no one knew who my mum Judy was. So she wanted a song to introduce herself. And that song well and truly does it, because she's into the surfing music, believe it or not. And that song has been played many, many times. We've heard many, many snippets of Judy's Got a Stick Shift, and it is a great song. Speaking of that, we should go and play this next song, which is called Getting Old Sucks, speaking of Blast from the Past, and this one's by The Thump, the Funny Music Project. I first heard of this group when I was in the United States. We've played this song a zillion times, and it never gets old, unlike the title. And this is called Getting Old Sucks by The Thump. It could have been the theme tune for Blast from the Past, had I have known about it at the time. But it is an important part of Blast from the Past anyway, so I thought I'd play it here anyway. Getting Old Sucks. Thank you.
get old, or so I was told when I was growing up. And now I'm watching it unfold as I'm showing up for work, where I have a broken chair and some carpal tunnel syndrome from too much solitaire. I remember a time not long ago when my hair was growing thicker on my head than in my nose, and my toes didn't have any hair, a weird dent. Now I'm popping Rolaids from a Pez dispenser. Everything hurts or makes a funny noise, and now I have to pay for all of my own toys, and I avoid any physical exertion. I'm amazed at the simplest task, leave me sore for days. My prospects for walking get a little bit bleaker as my butt gets larger and my knees get weaker. And I hate to admit it, but it's true, I pulled a muscle in my back while I was tying my shoe. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Say what?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Huh?
Damn, it sucks to get old.
What? I have no idea what he's saying. I can't understand him one bit. Can you?
No, I can't stand him either.
You know you're getting older, things will never be the same. The day a little kid beats you in a video game, how they remember the moves and the combos and quirks, I'll never know. But hey, I remember the snorks. When I was a kid, we didn't have the internet, which of course made porn a lot harder to get. And our cars didn't have GPS, we had a mess of a map that you couldn't refold for crap. I used to stay out late on a date, get drunk as a skunk, stumble home, get up and feel great. Now, I'm home by 8 to watch MacGyver, and the only thing I'm drinking is for supplemental fiber. Back then I would pretend I was Captain Kirk, now I have a desk and I pretend to work. I don't wanna be a kid again or even 24 again, but it would be nice if I could get up off the floor again. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yeah.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
You can understand him now.
No, I'm just pretending to listen, like I do with my wife.
Back when I was a teenager, girls didn't go around shaking their booty, showing their boobs. There was no Girls Gone Wild. Oh God, I'm depressed.
Back when I was a boy, video games only cost a quarter, and all you were was a dot who ate other dots.
Begin to forget things like who you are, where you are, why you're where you are, how'd you get to where you are, and where the hell'd you park the car? And if you walk too far, will you need some CPR? How'd your life get so bizarre, and how the hell'd you get that scar? Your life becomes filled with more questions than answers. Like what happened to the solid gold dancers? Should I get checked for cancer? Do you know where my pants are? And what the hell's a male enhancer? I don't need fashion tips from gay men, cause finally some of my clothes are back in style again. So now I just need to be a little more svelte and get rid of this gut that's hanging over my belt. I'm checking out the hottie in the checkout line. Her name is Melanie, but it's a felony for what I have in mind. That's a plan that I don't understand, how a 30-something turns into a dirty old man. But the worst feeling is the day you realize our elected officials are just spewing real lies. One is pure evil, so you can't vote for him, but the other one couldn't teach a duck to swim. Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Yep.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Uh-huh.
Damn, it sucks to get old.
Back in my day, Michael Jackson went on dates with Brooke Shields, and he made the most fantastical music. He was the king of pop, I tells ya. In my day, Yoda was a puppet.
What's this I hear? Irk is turning 50. Doesn't look a day over 49. Actually, many congratulations on this golden anniversary of Irk FM. Hi, this is Rich from Audio Gumshoe up in Southwest Ohio in the U.S. of A. And I want to once again wish a tremendous congratulations to Irk FM for 50 episodes.
Hi, this is James Kahu from Auckland, New Zealand, and you're listening to my music on Irk FM Australia.
The days for you were so long, and everyone wants a piece of you. I know you give them everything, as much as you can do. Every day is work, you know you work so hard. But now I'm asking you to sleep, sleep, body down to rest and sleep. Oh, sleep. Oh, sleep. Lay your head upon my chest. You give up all your dreams just to pay the bills. Life's really not that hard, but for you it kills. I promise that it won't go on forever and a day. So now I'm asking you to sleep, sleep, sleep. Body down to rest and sleep. Oh, sleep. Oh, sleep. Come lay your head upon my chest.
G'day, mate. This here be Les Zaldor over at Zaldor's World Podcast. Mr. Irk, congratulations on making the 50-episode mark. It's a tough road to get to 50, but believe me, once you get past the 50, the rest is smooth sailing. Trust me. Congratulations once again, and happy to be a new listener of your show. Loving the show. Keep up the great work. And someday, hopefully, I'll make it down to Australia to visit you and be on one of your shows live and in person. So again, this is Les over at Zaldor's World. Congratulations on 50 episodes. Keep on podcasting.
Hi, this is Kelly Ritchie, and you're listening to Eric FM. Here's a song from my latest CD titled Carry the Light.
This podcast is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org. The Association is a group of over 50 like-minded podcasters who showcase great PodSafe music each week. AMP has members from the U.S. and Canada through the U.K., Portugal, Germany, all the way over to Nepal and Australia. As you can imagine, the music each podcaster plays is as varied as our locations. Blues, indie rock, jazz, reggae, folk, metal, we have all the genre. A truly eclectic mix of music to satisfy every musical ear. Each Monday, we produce Amped, a weekly digest of the best tracks played by our podcasters. Every week, there's a new host, and for them, as well as you, it's a musical journey of discovery. Not only will you hear great new music, but it's a perfect way to discover great new podcasts, such as Audio Gumshoe, from Southwest Ohio in the U.S., which you can subscribe to all for free. So head on over to musicpodcasting.org and subscribe today.
Let's go!
Irk has a three-month vacation. He's calling it his tour across America. If it's all the same to you, I'll drive that tanker. And now that I've completely butchered an Australian accent from an undisclosed secret bunker.
And if I sound a bit distracted, it's because I am. I am sitting in a Starbucks in New York City, and I have a gorgeous young lady sitting opposite me. Hello, special guest. Would you like to say hi?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. And would you like to tell our listeners who you are?
Sure. My name is Chrissy Coughlin, and I am a singer-songwriter here in New York City. And I've been fortunate enough to have some of my songs played on your wonderful podcast.
Awesome. And, of course, we'll be playing a couple of different songs during the podcast, during this episode. We featured a couple of your songs on IRC FM recently. Do you remember off the top of your head which ones they were?
I don't remember which ones they were, but I assume I would hazard a guess that it's Back to You.
That sounds very familiar.
Yes, the sort of upbeat rockin' tune. That's the title track on my album, actually, and it's probably the one that's getting the most play right now. It's just sort of a put the car top down summer song.
So why don't we tell people where we are? We're in Starbucks in Chelsea.
Chelsea, mm-hmm.
Not the other Chelsea in the UK, Jim, one of my English listeners, but Chelsea, New York City. And it was really great that we could actually meet up because your schedule's been tight. I'm just about to leave town.
I know, this is perfect.
And it's perfect timing. So let's go back to the start. How did you get into music in the first place?
Well, it's actually an interesting story. When I was in grade school, I joined the band in, I think it was fifth grade, and band met the same time that chorus met, so I couldn't join the chorus.
So that's like a choir, is it?
It's a choir, exactly. Yeah. And so I was really kind of bummed about that, but I really enjoyed playing the flute, and I figured I could still sing on my own and do it in my own way. So when ninth grade auditions came for the high school musical, I auditioned for the lead role. It was Bye Bye Birdie. And I ended up getting it. And they didn't even know, the choir director didn't know that I could even sing because I obviously was in band. And ended up, you know, becoming the lead in Bye Bye Birdie. And it gave me a lot of confidence pretty much right then and there that I knew I could get up and be in front of people. And I really just enjoyed singing so much. And so from there, it just really... it really just skyrocketed. I ended up, you know, singing quite a bit more. Went on to another school for 10th grade and joined an a cappella group. Continued with the band, but joined an a cappella group. Because the same situation happened at the other school where they met at the same time, which is crazy. So I ended up being in an a cappella group. And then in college, I did another female a cappella group and then joined a band, a rock and roll band, and became a singer for them. And then did a bunch of acoustic duo acts with a friend of mine. And then actually after college is when I picked up the guitar. So I was really a voice in a band and a singer, and then decided that I would learn how to play guitar, basically, one, because I wanted to, and two, because it gave me independence. I could actually do my own thing and not have to rely on anybody else. And I figured out that I had this knack for writing melodies, and everything that I was thinking in my mind, I got on paper through poems and just journal entries, but I sort of translated them into songs. So
many places where I can go from that answer. But first of all, how many people do you reckon that are lost to music because of things like that? You know, do you go to choir? Do you go to band? Do you do something else? And it's really good that you manage to stick with it.
You know, it is. And I think that the sad reality, at least in the United States, is that to even have the option of choir and band is a luxury. A lot of schools now, their arts programs are being cut entirely, as well as their sports programs. But there are a lot of kids out there that don't even have access to an instrument or have the opportunity to sing. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, whatever the circumstance may be, there are a lot of people that aren't able to realize their goals because they don't have the opportunity or it's confusing for them and they're not nurtured.
And you also made a really good point about picking up the guitar and playing it later. Was it easier to learn how to play the guitar later in life compared to being at school?
It was very difficult. I was actually living in Colorado and I just had this urge, you know, I was a while ago now, and I had this urge to buy my first guitar. Oh, they just announced an iced tall black tea. further proof for it, Starbucks. So I decided that I really wanted to, you know, bite the bullet. And I had a friend that worked in a guitar store, and he found me a used Washburn, and I still have it. And I just started fiddling on it, and it was very difficult, and it still is. I mean, I certainly haven't mastered it, but I just kind of have taken the approach of that I am first and foremost a singer, and that's what's going to draw people to me. And if I play the guitar well enough that I can have an impact, you know, through my songs, then that's good. I mean, I'm still practicing on it daily, but
yep.
It was challenging starting it later.
I don't know if they'd appreciate you playing your guitar in Starbucks, but you never know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I know these guys a little bit, but I don't know. They hear music, or their music they have on here might be a little bit of a competition.
Do you remember the first song that you learned how to play on the guitar? Was it like something like Smoke on the Water or Stairway to Heaven, the two cliched songs that...
Yeah, you know, people ask me that recently, and I don't really remember a cover tune that I learned, but I do remember my first song that I wrote, which I had been fiddling in my head with, and it's a song called Holding Out, which is on my first album. And I had been writing the lyrics and finally decided that this needed to become, you know, a song. And it was really the impetus for me going out there and also buying this guitar and getting to work. But simple chords and just a melody.
So what sort of time frame are we talking about from when you first started playing the guitar until now? What's the time period?
12 years ago.
That's the thing, because you say it like it was just yesterday, but mm-hmm. obviously there's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of things that have happened, you know, musically between now and then.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important to say that, you know, it's just not oh, well, yesterday she picked up the guitar and, you know, now she's, you know, singing and doing albums and
and all
that sort of stuff.
It's interesting because I actually don't, you know, I didn't drop my life to become a singer-songwriter. I was, you know, I went and got a graduate degree and I was working and then doing this on the side. And so 12 years is probably in real terms more like 5 or 6 because I wasn't, you know, I was just kind of doing it on the side as much as I could. And then about 5.5 years ago, I decided that I wanted to, quote unquote, go for it and put out my first album. And it gave me a lot of confidence. I mean, I was literally starting off at, like, open mics, and I had this one woman in Washington, D.C. say, you know, you can do it. Get up there. You can do it. And, you know, the first time I sang my song Holding Out, I was like, okay, this is it. Like, I'm meant to be doing this. And finally, I've been going for it ever since. Now I'm you know, obviously paying the bills by working during the day. Sometimes, I mean, I have my own consulting gig. But for the most part, my mind has been towards working on this career, so.
And that's the thing. We were having a bit of a chat before. Your name's not up in lights at Madison Square Garden. My lights aren't. My name's not up in lights in Radio City. So you know you have to have some sort of job to you know pay the bills in the meantime. And so you know for both of us, it's a chance to. You know, do something we enjoy, but we need that backup.
Definitely. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, it's good because you have freedom and no one's telling you, you know, you have to write your songs in a certain way and you have to do this and that and be at this place, you know, at this time and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, it's tough because I'm not at the stage in life where I want to bartend or waitress just to do the music career. Like, I have another career that, you know, is important to me because if the music doesn't work out, I don't want to be in a situation where, I mean, not work out, it's working out right now, but you know what I mean. If I can actually do it and make a living, I want to, that would be great. If I can't, then I'd rather have something that's a little more substantive right now in my life to, you know, to be able to do.
Yeah. And so getting on to songwriting, what floats your boat in such a way? What inspires you is probably the better way to ask that question.
So funny, is in the background right now, we're listening to Amy Mann. She just happened to come up here. And I really enjoy her songwriting. And it's funny that you asked me this question right when she came on. You know, it's funny. A lot of my songs are about love and emotions. And I know that's somewhat trite, but that's really what pushes me. If I have something happen in my life or I see a friend or an acquaintance go through something difficult or something happy, I like to capture those emotions. And, you know, sometimes it's about me.
Yeah.
And sometimes the songs they're about an imaginary person in an imaginary circumstance, but it's usually about what tugs them emotionally and what's going on. And, you know, I think that that's that's something that is just inside of me, and the good news is that a lot of people, when they've commented on my songs, have commented on the lyrics, and they've said that really makes me. If I could have said that, that's exactly what I'm feeling, and you said it exactly the way that I would want to say it, but probably don't have the ability to do so.
So, do you have to sit yourself down if you're in a? Do you feel like you're in a songwriting mood and you just sit down and write, or are you just doing whatever you're doing and, oh, that's a good idea, I might use that?
Both. I think that if I were more disciplined, which I'm working on, I would say from, you know, 10 in the morning until 1 or 2 in the afternoon, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to, you know, bang out a song and it's going to be done. The only time in my life that I've really actually done that is on this last album when I had 9 songs and I wanted to have 10 songs. It was just something in my mind that I wanted.
Yeah.
And it was a really rainy day up in New Hampshire where I was, and I really wouldn't leave the house until the song was done. And that was probably the only time where I've really said, okay, you're going to write a song. The problem I have is I can't force myself to write. I can't just sit down and say, okay, well, you know, you got to do this and you have to do this in 6 hours or else. What I usually do is I'll sit down and fiddle on the guitar and I'll have some lyrical idea. I'll have an idea before I actually sit down and say, okay, or some lyrics on a piece of paper, and then yep. I'll just kind of, you know, tackle it from that standpoint and do it in increments. It takes me quite a while, actually, to write a song.
Well, that's the thing. You've not only got to worry about the words, you've also got to worry about the tune as well. So mm-hmm. that would be quite difficult.
Mm-hmm. My biggest goal, I say this in a sort of
air quotes.
What?
Air quotes.
In quotes, is that I really, I think all musicians benefit from collaborating with people and taking a song and saying, hey, what do you think about this? I've got the bones here, but what do you think about this and that? And they'll help you structure it and make it a little bit more, just a little better. And I tend to try to do it all on my own. So a couple of times I've gotten together with people, but... besides actually recording the second album, where I really co-wrote with a bunch of the people who are on the album, I kind of do it on my own, but I'm really trying to branch out. There's this woman I've done a couple of songwriting sessions with, and it's been incredible. After she leaves, I'm like, oh my God, why don't I do this more? So, yeah.
Do you ever find yourself like driving down the interstate or on the subway and think, oh, that's a really good idea, I must write that down?
You know what? Absolutely. I just took the train down to D.C. last week, and there's something about motion for me, moving forward physically, whether I be driving. It's usually actually when someone else is driving. I'll be in the bus or the subway. And subway, sure. Bus or train.
I hope you're not driving the subway.
No, I'm not driving the subway. I'll be riding the subway, although sometimes you don't have the luxury of a seat. But on the train or bus where someone else is driving and I have the luxury of actually... writing stuff down, but there's something about movement, moving forward physically, where it gives me this energy to get some ideas out.
Maybe driving around with an Australian guy for 2 months, that might help.
Yeah, that'd be great. Are you kidding? Absolutely. I've never been.
Well, you never know.
I know. It's one of my Australia and New Zealand. I'm a huge... besides a singer, I love the outdoors, and I do a lot of hiking and camping as much as I can. But just I love to hike and get out into nature. And New Zealand has been appealing to me for a number of years for that reason. And then I want to, piggyback the Australia, New Zealand, which I'm sure, I know is not too original. A lot of people
that
makes sense. Yeah.
I think that probably it's a good thing songwriting-wise, but not necessarily sleep-wise. If you're having a really nice sleep and then all of a sudden you sort of like have a dream at 3 o'clock in the morning and, oh, I've got to, write that down as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I mean, I should. I have a terrible ability to sleep in general. And so I still have a little journal by my bed, but I usually don't have those, oh my gosh, I have to get up and turn the recording stuff on and get I try to train myself not to do that, because when I'm actually asleep for more than 3 hours or 4 hours, it's like, just let that ride, don't try to interrupt it. And
so let's talk a bit about the actual music. You've got two albums out now. So what was the first one?
The first one was called is called You Never Know, and It actually started off as more of a demo. I had these songs, and I had some friends who played on the album, and one had a studio, and I went out to Virginia to his studio. I was living in D.C. at the time, and we fiddled around, and then one thing led to the other. I had six songs on the album, or five, and I was like, let's just make this a full-length album. This is crazy. We're having so much fun, and the quality is decent. Let's get this out. So it ended up being a really cool entree into the recording process, which I absolutely, even though it's tedious, it is the best thing in the world. I just love getting in there and collaborating and singing and just feeling like you're just making this incredible piece of art, really. So the second album I recorded, a year and a half ago now, and that was actually up in New Hampshire. And totally different process, much more professional.
Yeah.
The actual recording itself is night and day, from the first album. Got really completely professional musicians out of Boston, and we ended up becoming great friends, and they helped me make the album what it is, and it was just the most wonderful experience. So,
and so what would be your favorite song off that album?
Wow. You know, it changes daily. I really like the song Wait For You. It's a ballad, and it's something that is really near and dear to my heart. It's a soft ballady song that I never get sick of playing it live. It's just, it takes the whole set down from a sort of, you know, I get the sort of alt country folk rock kind of vibe going on at gigs, especially with a band. And when you take that song down, it's so emotional for me. And that would probably be my favorite on the album, I would say. Although there's a couple others that are right up there too. But that one, if I had to pick one.
Stormy weather up ahead, but I don't give a damn, 'cause I'm prepared for whatever this world gives to me. Oh, I thank the Lord that I can see the difference between right and wrong. It just helps me to figure out where I belong. And I'll wait for you, I'll wait for you. I don't know what else to do. I'll wait for you, I'll wait for you. Just promise me you're gonna follow. Shouting about Jesus at the top of his lungs. Well, he says there's no pain in heaven above. So what does that mean for us here down on earth? And I think it's probably good that he's been saved. You're one less sinner out there waiting to be repaid.
I'll wait for you, I'll wait for you,
Welcome back to Irk FM, and I hope you are enjoying the music. And also, you are remembering just some of the great music that I've played over the last 50 weeks or so. This song has been heard a couple of times on Irk FM. It's called This Train Won't Run by Jerry Lou Serber, and we featured it in episode number 3, which was all about trains in Blast from the Past, and it was also in episode number 20, both of Irk FM and Blast from the Past, and it seemed rather relevant considering that my day job, being a train driver, allows me to podcast when I want. Now, I know that I've talked it up all week, but we bring episode 50 to a close right here, right now, because there is so much content for you. So you've been listening to Irk FM episode 50A. There will be the continuation of Irk FM episode 50, episode 50B, and that will commence down the pipe and into your ears on Christmas Eve 2009. So Christmas Eve 2009, the second half of episode 50 of Irk FM, and then the following day, Christmas Day, there will be a Christmas Day special for you, episode 51. So until next time, I'm Irk, and wherever I see you across Channel Irk, good night, Interweb.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com. Looking for more IRC? Go to channelIRC.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.